Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and act. It also helps determine how we will handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. The where, the when, the why, and how of our lives is the food that affects our brains. But unlike what is termed physical health, brain health or mental health status is largely invisible. It's often hard to diagnose, and sometimes it's hard to treat. I want to welcome John Post, who will share with you his journey.
Hello, my name is John Post. I've been with the congregation for a little over a year. I wanted to share with you some of my areas of my mental health. I've had unipolar disorder from the age of 8 until 38, where I was not able to control myself. My brain ran on its own. It felt what is called hypomanic. You're in a manic state all the time. So what I want to make you think of that is it would be like being on speed or cocaine the whole time you're awake and asleep. I would get 4 hours of sleep a night, and that would be all I would need. I was completely antisocial. I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't do anything with anyone. I played my video games, listened to music, and watched TV. It wasn't until 38 that I was actually diagnosed, and that was after I just could no longer handle whatever was going on with me. I just felt out of control. And when I went and saw a therapist, the therapist, after about 6 months, said, "I think it's time for you to see a psychiatrist." I went and saw the psychiatrist. I received medication, and all of a sudden, my mind lifted. And I could see for myself, actually within, from the outside. This was a great benefit to me and made me see more of the future. But I did have a problem. 2 years in, they changed my medication. When they changed my medication, something drastic happened. I went into a depressive state, almost committed suicide on more than one occasion, and ended up in the hospital for 4 weeks. During that time, I found out what it was like to have support. And what I mean by support is support in both ways. I had a mother that treated me in a negative way. She couldn't believe I had the disease, thought I was making it up, was negative towards me, very cold-hearted, and the worst part about that is she had a mental disease too. My positive aspect of my life during that time is my wife sitting right over here, Brenda Post. If it wasn't for her, I don't think I would be around today. She was a strong-willed person, and her parents were strong-willed. Her mom, her nickname for me is Spirit Mom, because her spirit is so solid and so whole, she helped me gain my control. What I learned was that I needed a drug cocktail, not just one drug to fix everything. That's not sometimes how bipolar, that I was then diagnosed with, works. It's a mixture of drugs. I'm now on 4 different drugs, and I've been on those drugs for 9 years. I wouldn't call it a cure, but it makes me stable. And now I'm able to function and relate with people. Before, it was very strange. It was like going into a funeral with clapping your hands, not being able to read a single face that there was something wrong. Now I'm able to tell by the congregation who's happy with me talking and who's going, "I'm bored." So at 51, I've learned some things now in my life that have made me better. I've learned emotional intelligence, again, being able to relate to others. I've learned that my drug cocktail is something that is working for me, that's helping me become a better person. At the same time, I've learned something very different. That is the stigma of mental health. And I will put this on Joe, because Joe said this earlier to me. If you have somebody break their arm and they go to the hospital, and everybody sees the broken arm, everybody tries to help because they see a broken arm and it's something physical. When somebody's mind is broken, nobody helps. And they get the stigmatism of, "Oh, this person has a mental health problem, stay away." That's the exact wrong direction. I want the people to come to me and say, "Hey, John, we care about you. We want to help you. What can we do?" That's what I want. I'm not sure of others, but that's what I want. And that is something that is solid and strong in people's minds. They want to be a collective. They want to be with a community. I was an outcast for 38 years, and that's not a fun place to be. So what I ask you to do is to make a person feel whole, recognize them for who they are, not what their condition is. Also, in closing, I think it's very important to note one important thing. I have the strength to come up here and talk to you about my mental health. So you know what? For me, the stigma's gone. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Our theme is brain food. Acceptance. Accepting John, accepting what he wants, is brain food. If you show me acceptance, then I will learn to give as you do. I'm a volunteer teacher for NAMI's family-to-family education program. It's an evidence-based program, and as the name sounds, it's for family members. Family members it's always in high demand, and it's mostly parents who are seeking education and information about a loved one to guide them to effective treatment and recovery, mostly their adult children. The average age of onset for these family members' children is 24. It likely involves a health crisis and often with symptoms of psychosis. If and when they're hospitalized, it's usually not in an ambulance. It's usually in a police car. And of the about 150 parents and other partners, family members that have been in the family-to-family classes that I've taught, nobody's ever received a casserole. Parents hope for a list of mental health providers who accept insurance or medical and a recovery plan. They want to have specific medical specifications that work, and they want to know how and why the illness occurred. But when they come to family-family, what we have to share is the options for providers is insufficient. The therapeutics are so unique to the chemistry of every person's brain. The process of identifying the right medication is usually described as trial by error, and it can take quite a while to get it right. The family members also hope someone will listen to their story, to their anguish and their love for a son or a daughter or a partner. Someone who will listen without fear and without judgment, because by this time, family and friends might be keeping a real distance. They come to family seeking what any of us would want for a family member with a serious health condition. And what we do is we journey with them through a 30-hour course that's free. We talk about the brain. We teach each other about crisis response and problem solving. And at the end goal, the goal really is patience and empathy. Acceptance is brain food. Family to family offers abundant acceptance. And there's always more questions than there are answers. Research advocacy demonstrates acceptance. NAMI's a primary force behind advocacy for research and development. Right now, they're pushing to identify biomarkers and genes linked for schizophrenia. It's behind a study that started in 2014, a really big initiative that includes diabetes and kidney failure and Parkinson's. And we're pushing to get schizophrenia and biomarkers added. Here's an example of why it matters. Lithium was found to be effective in 1949, hold that number. And it's still the first line treatment for symptoms of mania in bipolar disorder. It remains one of the most effective treatments, but there's really serious side effects. Many people treated with lithium experience serious weight gain, and they might develop tremors, and they have a heightened risk of kidney and thyroid disorders. So this means that 70 years later, people must still choose between managing symptoms of their mental health condition and maintaining their physical health. Genetics and brain science are really difficult. And one of the problems is the outlook for a return on investment from mental health medications or therapeutics is not very good. Plus, there's a stigma against mental health conditions, which potentially isolates allies, the allies being those who have lived experience who are reluctant to step forward and participate in trials. In the meantime, lifestyle choices that influence the health of our brains are expanding. We're becoming way more aware of brain food in terms of our nutrition. Mindfulness is brain food. Optimizing our mental health impacts with emotional well-being helps to moderate medical outcomes. And we've got a regional leader right here, UCSD, the health center has a center for mindfulness. In fact, Liv is one of the instructors there. It's a multifaceted program of professional training, education, research, and outreach intended to further the practice and integration of mindfulness into the greater society. What else is brain food? Gratitude. Practicing gratitude in little victories, ours or others, like finishing something you've been putting off, finding a reason to smile. Be grateful. Singing is brain food. Music has the power to improve our health and our well-being, which for me simply increases its awesomeness. Did you know that science points to music as an opportunity to boost immune system? It also can lower your cortisol, the stress hormone levels, and it can be help to decrease depression if targeted through music therapy. Science validates the sound of communion, citing that when a choir sings together, our hearts beat in unison. Community is brain food. Visitors and the folks here that have been here for 40 plus years gather weekly to nourish spirits, guide our kids, and do social justice work. Small groups are welcoming to all. Camping and camp, a ride here, a ride home, shared childcare, shared meal, your table or mine, and leftovers are just fine. A message, a phone call, a text, an email, some kind of outreach to let somebody know you're just thinking of them. It's all brain food. And when we practice acceptance, compassion, and commitment to treating all people with dignity, then we rise above the stigma of mental illness, and we show the rich spirit of love that grows within us.